this week we preview high school football. Ithaca Weston is co-opting in football for the first time in the school's history, and Kyle Kelly is the head coach. I asked him how the scrimmage went at River Ridge.
I thought things went really well. Like I said, we saw some good competition. Obviously, in a scrimmage, you don't really get a game plan a whole lot, so some things are going to go well, some things are not going to go so well. But I thought more things went good than bad. Overall, I was really impressed by how we went.
Yeah, sometimes in a scrimmage, it's hard to work on things because you don't do special teams or anything like that, do you?
No, you don't do special teams or anything like that at the scrimmage, but like you don't really have film on like their scheme. You kind of just wing it and hope you guess correctly.
What are the numbers like for this year's team?
The best they've been in quite a few years. We have 29 kids out.
And that is the first year that Weston has merged. How has that been going, Coach?
It's going excellent. Like I said, it's been a lot of fun. It's going about as good as it could possibly go.
So in terms of your leadership and your coaching staff, could you talk about the staff and who's helping you out this year?
Well, there's me, and then there's Brett Maxwell, who's the brains behind the operation. And then there's Marcus McCulley, who's helping from Weston. And Chad Clary's been helping out some here and there, too, which has been pretty cool.
So do you spend some time practicing at both locations, or how does that work?
We're at Weston for the entire month of August, and then we'll come back down to Ithaca during the school year on September 1st.
Ithaca Weston football coach Kyle Kelly. His team is preparing for the first game on Friday night. They'll be at Pickering Park in Muscadet to take on the Riverdale Chieftains. We have some scores from last night in Church League softball. Final matchups for the A and B Division championship games were set after last night's contests. In the A Division, 5 points Lutheran got the best of Richland Baptist Temple 1-13-3, moving on to the championship game against the Mission. In the B Division, Boscobel Assembly of God edged Free Methodist 19-17. Sawyer Luce had 5 hits in the win. Ethan Hulse added a home run. Mike Money scored 4 runs for Free Methodist, while Braden Burns and Jeremiah Hassel each scored 3. St. Mary's then knocked off Boscobel 12-4, advancing to the championship game against the Knights of Columbus. Andy Hulse and Sawyer Luce each had 3 hits for Boscobel. So, tonight's tournament conclusions. The A Division on the East Diamond starting at 7 o'clock. The Mission will play 5 points Lutheran. Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. The same two teams play again if the Mission loses that first game at 7 o'clock. On the West Diamond in the B Division, Knights of Columbus will play St. Mary's at 7 o'clock. Boscobel Assembly will be umpiring. The same two teams play again if the Knights of Columbus lose that game in the B Division Championship. It's all happening tonight at Richland Center's Kroska Park. Merchants Bowling League meeting will be held Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. The league will actually begin September 2nd at 6 p.m. For the Lucky Strikers League, action starts on August 25th. A meeting will be held at 6 o'clock prior to bowling. So we'll mention that today. If you have any questions, contact Marsha Mahatka at 608-647-6589. The Brewers' magic number to make the playoffs is down to 25 as they start a home series against the Mariners. Taking 3 out of 4 from the Los Angeles Dodgers last weekend was a huge step toward keeping the home park advantage all the way. Milwaukee won the season series 4-3, so if they tie Los Angeles in the win-loss record, they still have the advantage. Atlanta leads the Brewers 2-1, but the teams play a 3-game series next week. Kyle Harrison is the scheduled starter for tonight's game against the Mariners. And manager Pat Murphy talked about all of the injuries and how they have stacked up.
We're banged up as a team can be. That's just the way it is.
And Jake Bowers, the Brewers man who's been slugging the ball lately for the team, says injuries force everybody to step up.
Everybody here is a professional. Everybody here understands that you have to do what you have to do for the team. You know, it's nothing that any of us in the room haven't seen before or can't handle.
The Brewers back home tonight against Seattle. The Cubs were winners against the White Sox last night, 7-5. Detroit 8-5 over Pittsburgh. Minnesota beat Atlanta 4-2. Boston 11, Arizona 1. In the American League, Tampa Bay 7, Baltimore 6. Kansas City 9-5 over the Athletics. In the National League, St. Louis 2-1 over Cincinnati. The Mets beat San Diego 2-1. Cincinnati got the nightcap 6-5. Over the Cardinals, Philadelphia 6, Miami 5, and the Dodgers 11-5 over Colorado. From the WNBA, Golden State over Dallas, 78-70. The Bucks knew they were getting a special player when they drafted guard Brayden Burris, but he's looking even better than they originally thought. After strong performances in the NBA Summer League, Burris has been a standout in the Pro-Am circuits. In four games, he averaged 26 points, 7 rebounds, and 3.5 assists. He's also lived up to his reputation as a strong defender and a solid distributor of the ball. The next preseason game on the schedule for the Packers is Friday night at Denver. Two of Green Bay's preliminary games are on the road this year. The Packers and Broncos last met in the preseason in 2024. After the game in Denver, Green Bay wraps up the preseason on August 28th against the Arizona Cardinals. In terms of the games, getting ready for a chance to get off to a good start is key for the Packers. That's what happened last year. Here is Coach Matt LaFleur.
It's easier once you start game planning for the guys just to be able to go out there. And I mean, it shrinks the playbook substantially. So it allows them to go out and play a little bit faster and understanding their assignments. And typically when you get that, you're going to get better ball. So I think always in training camp, we're going to throw a lot at these guys, see what they can handle, see what they how they process. And it's just it's more difficult on them early on.
Ohio State and Oregon give the Big Ten Conference the top two teams in the Associated Press Top 25 preseason rankings for the first time in 65 years. The Buckeyes received 40 first-place votes in the poll of 69 media members. Oregon was number one on 14 ballots. Ohio State is now tied with Alabama for second most preseason number one rankings, behind Oklahoma's 10. Oregon has its highest preseason ranking in program history. Georgia, Notre Dame, and Texas round out the top five. Defending national champion Indiana is number six, and followed by Miami, Texas A&M, Mississippi, and Oklahoma. That is an update on Tuesday Morning Sports. I am Phil Nee.